Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Reading from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, February 22nd, 2021. It's Memorization Monday, and we'll be looking at Psalm 23, verse 1. But I opened up today's program out of Lamentations, as it seems for many, these many months with the COVID-19 and all the changes and all the ramifications and changes that took place in people's schedules, workload, where they work from, what they can and cannot do, the restrictions, and on and on. I don't need to lament it much more. But it had me turning to Lamentations this morning, and in fact, yesterday, at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, on the handout that they gave, under the prayer page, they had this verse, Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, and as Pastor Jason Schiffel was preaching, one of the things I wrote down as he was talking about being hopeful, he said, as Christians, it's much more than being hopeful where you hope that things will work out, that you're hoping it's going to turn out this way, that you're hoping it might bear fruit or end in this positive direction. He said, being hopeful, a better rendering as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ is that we're hopeful, that we're full of hope. Because we recognize and realize the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your, capital Y, great is his, capital H, his faithfulness to us. And so may this reminder out of Lamentations be a catalyst to encourage you this very day. In fact, let me give a little context here. I'll start reading from chapter 3, verses 19, and then I'll read down to verse 25 before we talk a little bit about Psalm 23, verse 1, our memorization verse for the day and for the week. So Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19, I remember my afflictions and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope in him, to the one who seeks him. Oh, dear friend, may we all place our hope in him and seek the Lord together this day and always. What good words out of Lamentations chapter 3. Well, listening friend, you know that for the last 3 or 4 weeks, I'm always beginning the program with a verse that the Lord puts on my heart, and I hope will become an encouragement to you as we magnify the Lord together and exalt his name. But I've also started a practice, I guess it's been about a week now, I'm reading the first chapter and the last chapter of the books. I'm going through Genesis, so I read Genesis chapter 1, and then the last chapter, then Exodus 1, the last chapter. So I've read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, and it's just so much fun to get kind of a perspective. And then I find myself, oh, I got to read a couple more chapters before, or when I was reading through Ruth, it's only, what, 4 or 5 chapters. So I read the whole book. Not like it took a long time, but it was just fascinating to get the whole context. But I've really been enjoying getting these little glimpses from the first chapter of the book and the last chapter. And so hopefully in the coming days, I'm going to have just a flood of different verses to open up the program with. But I found myself camping out in Lamentations this morning, and the fact that it was referenced yesterday in church, I thought it would be a good one to share with you. Well, today we're going to be looking at Psalm 23, a favorite of many. Countless people have memorized these six verses that are contained in Psalm 23. And in fact, for the next 5 weeks, today and five more weeks, we'll be looking at each verse. And though today I'm doing a solo of it again, next week I have Trent Mitchum as our special guest that'll divide Psalm 23 verse 2. And Trent played on the U of I basketball team and I think was a professional basketball player in Europe for about 7 or 8 years. Godly Christian man, neat guy. And so he'll be our special guest next week. But to set up our reading today, earlier I found a song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir titled Psalm 23, Surely Goodness, Surely Mercy. It's about 8 or 9 minutes long, but I think it beautifully sets up the psalm and will have us ready to read 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart by Robert J. Morgan and hear what he has to say about Psalm 23:1, which says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." Here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, Psalm 23, Surely Goodness, Surely Mercy.
Goodness, surely mercy.
That was the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir singing Psalm 23, Surely Goodness, Surely Mercy, and I think beautifully sets us up for our reading today from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan as we look at Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The 23rd Psalm has been a source of strength and comfort for 3,000 years. It is the most beloved poem in history, the most memorized passage in the Bible, and the most vivid allegory ever written. Some years ago, when I went through a difficult period and couldn't sleep for anxiety, I found rest at night by repeating this psalm in my mind. It had a calming power found nowhere else. As a shepherd boy, David saw that his relationship with his flock was like the Lord's relationship with him. He was utterly dependent on someone to care for him. Unlike many animals, sheep can't make it on their own. They can't fight with their hoofs or teeth. They can't track down food. They can't run very easily or dig holes or climb trees to escape predators. They can't kick or bite. They need a shepherd to care for them, just as we do. That's why Psalm 23 doesn't say, the Lord is a shepherd, or the Lord is the shepherd. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, and if he is my shepherd, I will not lack. And then it lists 8 bullet points. I shall not lack peace and provision, for he gives green pastures and still waters. I shall not lack hope and encouragement, for he restores my soul. I shall not lack guidance, for he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I shall not lack deliverance in tough times, for he is with me even in the valley of shadows. I shall not lack protection, for his rod and staff comfort me, and he prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. I shall not lack help and healing in all the events of life, for he anoints my head with oil. I shall not lack endless blessings, for my cup overflows, and goodness and mercy will follow me all my days. And the last bullet point, I shall not lack eternal life in heaven, for I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then Robert J. Morgan gives a memory tip. If you've already memorized the 23rd Psalm, why not learn it in a singable version? One of the most famous British hymns is the Scottish version of Psalm 23 set to the tune Crimmond. The first stanza says, the Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. It's easy to find both the words and tune on the internet, and it may become one of your favorite hymns, as it is mine. And this chapter is closed out by a quote from J. Wilbur Chapman. 3,000 years have passed away since David sung this sweet song, and yet it is as new and fresh as if it had come to us this morning. J. Wilbur Chapman. Oh, listening friend, may you take heart by this first verse in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. That doesn't mean you don't have needs. That doesn't mean you don't have desires. That doesn't mean that you can't want things. But as you turn to Jesus, as you surrender yourself to God, as you allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through you, and you make Jesus your shepherd, you will find he'll provide all your needs. He will carry you through times of trouble, and he'll minister to your deepest needs. He loves you, he cares for you, and he'll be that shepherd that'll provide for your very needs. I'll close out with Stuart Townend singing The Lord is My Shepherd. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters.